Shrimad Bhagavatam, Kirtan 1, Chapter 10, Text Number 7. Usitva Hastinapure,
Usitva Hastinapure,
Ma Santatipayan Hari,
Ma Santatipayan Hari,
Suhidam Cha Vishokaya,
Suhidam Cha Vishokaya,
Swasuscha Priya Kamyaya,
Swasuscha Priya Kamyaya.
Shri Hari, Lord Shri Krishna, resided at Hastinapura for a few months to pacify his relatives and please his own sister, Subhadra. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was to start for Dwarka, his own kingdom, after the Battle of Kurukshetra, and Yudhisthira's being enthroned. But to oblige the request of Maharaj Yudhisthira and to show special mercy to Bhismadeva, Lord Krishna stopped at Hastinapura, the capital of the Pandavas. The Lord decided to stay, especially to pacify the aggrieved king, as well as to please Subhadra, sister of Lord Shri Krishna. Subhadra was especially to be pacified because she lost her only son, Abhimanyu, who was just married. The boy left his wife Uttara, mother of Maharaja Parikshit. The Lord is always pleased to satisfy his devotees in any capacity. Only his devotees can play the parts of his relatives. The Lord is absolute. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we see the special mercy of the Lord on his devotees. Death is a very, let's say, bewildering occurrence, especially if it's a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or uncle or auntie, close relatives. It affects people. And there's always a period of mourning, normally, in these types of situations. However, we should not consider that such mourning, in the case of pure devotees, to be mundane. One understands that one is not the body. That's normal if we're devotees. However, one mourns the fact that there's not going to be direct association with such pure devotees. So in that sense, one mourns, but not because of the body. In any case, pacifying persons who are mourning, we can see, is a duty of a devotee. If Lord Krishna is taking special time out to pacify his relatives, then there's nothing wrong with that. Because, from my own experience, when people are mourning for lost relatives, that's the best time to teach Atma Tattva, the truth about the eternal soul. Because most people are not interested in hearing about that in other times. But when somebody dies, they get shocked, and they're a little more, let's say, amenable or favorable to hearing about the eternal soul and its relationship to Krishna. Of course, as soon as the funeral is over, they forget everything and go back to normal life, thinking they're going to live forever. But it's an auspicious moment that people will take time to hear such things. So the only way to pacify a person who is mourning is to explain the eternal nature of the soul. It's not to say, well, you know, we love that person, we'll never forget that person. Of course, right after the funeral, they forget about the person, right? Usually. You know, you'll always be in our memory, we always remember you. you took me to Disneyland. I'll never forget that. You know. So it's all basically nonsense. However, the devotees take the opportunity to help people understand Najayate Mriyate Vakadachin Nayambutva Bhavita Vanabuya Ajo Nitya Sasvatanyam Purana Nahanyate Hanyamane Saride. For the soul is never birth or death, nor does the soul come into being, nor does it ever cease to be. So this is the nature of the soul. It's eternal. The only reason people experience birth, old age, disease, and death, that's relative to the material body. It's not relative to the soul. And already, people die many times in the material body. You know, where is the body they had in the womb of the mother? Where is the body they had when they were born? Where is the body they had when they were 6 or 12 or 24 or 64? You know, every change of the body is a death. The cells in the body are appearing, and then they stay for some time, and then they disappear, and they're replaced. So we have many different bodies in this lifetime. So it's not surprising that at death, we will get another body, either a spiritual body or another material body. There's nothing surprising about that. We've already changed our bodies so many times. See? So, but if we get a spiritual body, that's an eternal body. There's no more, birth and death. However, it's almost impossible for people to understand that they have an eternal existence. Of course, all those big billionaires in Silicon Valley, they want to get a robot body, thinking that'll become eternal. And they download their brain into the software, and they think they'll live forever. Of course, that's a bunch of nonsense. It's not going to happen. They can try it, but it's not going to make them eternal. Because the soul is not a MS-DOS program. That's why. That's still a material thing, you see. So they can't see beyond matter. That's their problem. But devotees can see beyond matter because they're trained to understand the soul is not a material thing. It's a spiritual thing. And spiritual things are eternal. However, one can become bewildered and think that they are only a product of material combination. And therefore, immediately there's anxiety because any material thing is destined to die at any time. There's no guarantee that it's going to live a certain number of years. It could die at any time. So, how do you pacify an aggrieved person? We're going to see, because Krishna is going to pacify them with transcendental knowledge of the eternal relationship of our individual soul with Krishna. And once we hear such discourses, we become very sober and we understand how serious life is. We should not waste one moment in this life with mundane things. We should always be focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So later on in verse number 21, it says, "Here he is, the original Personality of Godhead, as we definitely remember him. He alone existed before the manifested creation of the modes of nature, and in him only, because he is the Supreme Lord, all living beings merge, as if sleeping at night, their energy suspended." So see, now it's talking. The Personality of Godhead again, desiring to give names and forms to his parts and parcels, the living entities, placed them under the guidance of material nature. By his own potency, material nature is empowered to recreate. So it's going to explain a lot of different things in this chapter about the nature of the soul and its relationship to Krishna and how people who are in illusion, they keep being absorbed back into Mahavishnu and then expanded again and given another chance to become self-realized. So why should we not take this very seriously? Why should we say, well, I'm eternal, so you know, I can try and enjoy material nature eternally? But no, that's nonsense, because you're not always going to take birth in a human body or a demigod body. So how can you enjoy if you're a cockroach, you know, in a cockroach body or a rat body? So you see, people are very frivolous, and they don't realize how serious life is. So while we're in the human form of life, we should use this as for self-realization, because you don't have the same. We don't have the same opportunity in other bodies. You might think, "Well, a demigod body is better." Well, yeah, but demigods are overwhelmed with the mode of goodness, and they think that's the highest achievement. So that's another sense, another type of bewilderment. At least in a human body, it's mixed. There's mixed happiness and distress. So the distress is there to convince us that this happiness is actually a bewildering thing. It cheats us into thinking that we can make it sustainable, but it's not sustainable. That's the whole point. At any point, at any time, material happiness can be interrupted by tragedy. So the human body is probably the best chance for self-realization, because, not as probably, it is the best chance, because it's mixed happiness and distress. Whereas in the demigod body, it's mostly happiness and a little bit of distress. So the human body reminds us on a regular basis, you know, you have coronavirus, you have this virus, you have that virus, you have tornadoes, you have flooding, earthquakes, and so many things, economic downturn. So there are many things reminding us that we are we're not going to stay forever in this body, and that we should use this opportunity to understand our relationship with Krishna and go back to Godhead. The goal of all Vedic knowledge is devotional service. So we should engage as much as we can in devotional service, or completely engage in devotional service by learning how to do every activity that we have for the pleasure of Krishna. Okay, so that's about all I can say about this verse. Any questions or comments? Well, where does it say that? Yeah, to show, okay. But to oblige the request of Maharaj Yudhisthira and to show special mercy to Bhismadeva, Lord Krishna stopped at Hastinapura, the capital of Pandavas. Well, the whole wounding of Bhismadeva, his waiting until the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, and then waiting again until the obsequies or the funerals were finished, and basically just being bones by that time, was to show that he was not an ordinary human being. He was exceptional person and actually a Mahajan. And then being able to speak the Raja Dharma and explain the Varnashram Dharma, and then and then teach the Vishnu Sastram Sotram, and can be able to convince Yudhisthira, although Krishna and Vyasadeva seemingly were not able to convince him to become the king. All this was to glorify Bhismadeva and to show that he was not a mundane person. He was, even though he was fighting on the wrong side, and he was acting out of duty. But he knew exactly who Krishna was, and he was focused completely on the Lord. So we should not misinterpret these people. Like, we should not think that Arjuna was an illusion. At no time is he ever an illusion. How can it be an illusion? He's a personal associate of the Lord. But he's playing the part, and he does it so well that we think he's really an illusion. Right? You know? So persons like Arjuna and Bhismadeva are exceptional devotees, and we should have tremendous respect for them, and to understand why this exceptional Krishna gives special attention to them. And so it's to help us understand their position. Right? Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.